This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Well, the full year USDA spending bill, which was part of the bill that reopened the government, was a rare point of bipartisan agreement as the House voted this week. The USDA spending bill, one of just three full year spending bills passed, pleased both parties. Top Ag Appropriations Democrat, Sanford Bishop.
It fully funds SNAP and WIC, and fully funds cash value vouchers for fruits and vegetables for women and children. It also helps rural America, funding water and wastewater programs at $446 million.
Ag Appropriations Chair Andy Harris, head of the fiscally conservative Freedom Caucus.
The agriculture bill provides $26.65 billion in discretionary spending, which is level with the current amounts, while also including community project funding.
It also includes help for producers.
This bill provides critical funding support to America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. It ensures both USDA and FDA can safeguard our nation's food and drug supply and fully funds nutrition programs, including SNAP and WIC.
This was a key point of controversy during the shutdown. Bishop said the bill had other pluses.
The bill provides $1.8 billion for the Agriculture Research Service, $1.6 billion for NIFA. I'm pleased to see that the bill language requires USDA to notify Congress before canceling grants over $1 million.
That was another contentious fight Democrats had with the White House.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.